Welcome into another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media and the amazing people at Blog Talk Radio that allow me to come on each and every week and talk hockey, my favorite thing. Gosh, we got so much action to talk about. So let's get right to it. Let's start with the Gladiators, right? Let's start. Last Thursday, they had the win in Jacksonville, 5-4. I believe that was a daytime game, if I'm not mistaken. Malatesta had two. Nelson had one. Bly and Hanauer. Ouellette had 18 saves in the victory, more importantly. He's a solid goalie. He really is. He has been the unfortunate victim of a couple losses and a couple bad bounces here and there. That, you know, Dan Vladar had a couple of those as well when he was here. So, I mean, we've seen Bonner have just a couple of the just worst bounces you can get. But Ouellette, solid goalie. It's once again, Atlanta's got two just tremendous goalie prospects. Let's see. Friday, of course, they had the loss in Jacksonville, 7-3, where Bly, Nogard, and Nelson were on the board. Ouellette had 10 saves. Bonner had 9. Tells you how bad it went. Had to use two goalies. Saturday, the loss. Versus Yahoo. Saturday, there we go. They were, oh, Florida. My notes are so hard to read. The loss hosting Florida, it was 4-1 Everblades in that one, where Marchin had the lone goal. Bonner had 28 saves in a losing effort. And then, of course, Sunday, they had the win versus the Indy Fuel, 4-3. Peterson, Marchin, Mesner, and Malatesta all with the goals in that one, and Bones with 34 knockdowns in that one. Good way to surge and come back and really bookend that week there. All right, your upcoming schedule. This Friday, they will be in Greenville at 7:05 puck drop to take on the Swamp Rabbits, which we will talk about here shortly. And this Saturday, they will host Jacksonville Icemen at 7:05. It is DC Hero Nights or just received the email on that. It's DC Night, it's Batman Night or whatever, which kind of sucks because kind of finding out about it late. I'm a big Batman guy, big DC guy. Would have been nice. I have a lot of Batman stuff around me, especially at the moment even. But, you know, that's cool. That just means here at Impact Media, we will do our own unofficial Batman / DC night some other time. But, you know, good luck to everybody who's going to be at that game. It's going to be a fantastic game. And good luck to the boys as they take on the Icemen. Let's see. Speaking of the Swamp Rabbits, last Wednesday they got the win in Norfolk, 4-3 over the Admirals, where Smallman, Bakov, Marcinou, and Abels all had goals in that one. Bednard with 28 saves. On Friday, they got the win in Norfolk as well, 8-1, where Baptista, Knott, Backoff, Marcinou, Pelich, who, and Abels had two in that one. Bednar, 38 saves. 38. That's insane. That's incredible. One of the most underrated goalies, for sure, in the ECHL. And then on Saturday, they kept the winning streak going. Got the win versus the Indy Fuel, 3-2. Where Perkovich and Barkov had the goals in that one. I feel like there might have been another goal there, but somehow we're missing it. Helvig with 42. saves in that one. Another great goalie tandem. And then Sunday, coming up a little short, lost that one 3-0 versus the Everblades, who, as I said on Saturday, marched past Glad, so they just hit like a wrecking crew. But 3-0 in that one. Bednard had 31 saves in the losing effort. Upcoming schedule, they actually play tonight. Just started a handful of minutes ago. Good luck to the boys in that one. In South Carolina versus the Stingrays. They play this Thursday as they will host the Jacksonville Icemen at 7:05 puck drop. And on Friday, they will be in Atlanta. Or no, they will host Atlanta, rather. 7:05 puck drop with that one. Like I said, there are tons of games coming up. Just in time as college football and pro football is dying down, you're looking for stuff to do, come see a game. You know, come see a game. It is absolutely fantastic. Just a great time overall, whether you're in Atlanta, whether you're in Greenville, if you're South Carolina area, if you're wherever you're at, Jacksonville, there's all kinds of good places. Just if you can go see a hockey game this weekend, go see a hockey game this weekend. You know? Let's start with the let's go to the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes, they had the big win 5-4 on Thursday in Buffalo, where Jordan Staal, Dougie Hamilton, Sebastian Aho, Andre Svechnikov, and Teuvo Teravainen all had goals in that one. Peter Mrazek with 29 saves. They're heating up again, guys. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. They are heating up again. You know, they started just guns blazing out of the gates. Had to reload a little bit. Looks like they already reloaded. They are ready for round two. It's going to be fun to be a Hurricanes fan. What was the other game? There was the overtime winner, 4-3. In Minnesota on Saturday, where Edmondson, Fogle, McGinn, and Svechnikov all had goals in that one. James Reimer with 32 saves in the winning effort. Upcoming schedule, they play tonight. They're actually playing here in a few minutes in Chicago. Yes, I married into a part Chicago-based family. I got a handful of in-laws up there. Shout out to all of them. But in this one, I got to take the Hurricanes, not because of Cubram, because they're going to win the game. Also, this Thursday, they will host Philadelphia. That is a 7 p.m. puck drop. This Saturday, they are going to host the Florida Panthers, 7 p.m. puck drop on that one as well. And Sunday, they will be in Detroit to take on those Octopi. It's another Red Wings. 7 p.m. puck drop for that one as well. The big news out of Canes world, Canes Vision, however you want to say it, you know, as reported by the Web's Michael Smith and by the returning TV's Mike Maniscalco, as they talked about it this week on their Canes cast. Besides listening to me, you should definitely be listening to them. And also, as far as the Preds are concerned, the Predators official podcast, the POP, you should be checking that out as well. Because they are good friends of the show, and they have a good podcast as well. But the big news out of Canes world, out of Carolina, is they have activated forward Jordan Martinook from the IR. He is healed. He has been skating. He's ready to return. And yep, that means the Marty Party is back. And I'm excited. You guys should be excited. He, you know, his features on the podcast as well are fantastic. But the Marty Party is back. Let's see. Let's talk some Predators. They had the loss in Vancouver last Tuesday, 5-3, where Philip Forsberg, Yarncrook, and Granlund all had Mikael Granlund. All had goals in the losing effort. Pecorine with 21 total saves. They hosted Chicago on Saturday, lost that one 7-2, where it was the Roman Josi party where he had both goals. Pecorine with 10 saves. Saros had 7. So, just what a good night. Upcoming schedule for the Predators this Tuesday. Yep, that's right now, today. They are hosting the Winnipeg Jets at an 8 p.m. puck drop, just a couple minutes from now. This Thursday, they will host the Vancouver Canucks, 8 p.m. puck drop. And this Saturday, they will be in St. Louis to take on the Blues, 8 p.m. puck drop for that as well. Oh, missed one. Also, next Monday, in case we don't do the show Monday, next Monday, they will be hosting the St. Louis Blues. They're doing these little home and home things here lately, which are pretty cool. But that is the 8 p.m. puck drop on Monday versus the Blues. Some things on the Predators. Matthias Ekholm launches a youth program. It is a fantastic thing he is doing to try to get more people involved in the greatest game of hockey. Predators website has more information on that if you want to check out more information. What else was there? They need to redirect their current slide. And I think the way they're going to be able to do that is they've got to score more goals and tighten up their blue line play, I think, is the way that it's going to do that. Because everybody's still playing pretty solid. They're just coming up a little short every time, but they're going to start surging soon. We all know they do. They're typically a little slow out of the gate. No harm, no foul, no worries there, right? Exactly. And then the Bridgestone Arena, in conjunction with the Predators, have added security features and entrances. You can now get into the arena from the Tennessee Hall of Fame, and there are a bunch more as well. These had a lot to do with the Country Music Awards that were the other night. That looked fantastic. But definitely go check those out if you're somewhere near the arena. Go see all the new fun things they have came up with, and just enjoy it. NHL news: the Hall of Fame class for this year. For people who didn't know, I believe they're going to be inducted soon, or they might even be inducted really, really soon. I can't quite remember. But it is, I don't know if it's Guy or Guy. I think it's Guy Carboneau. It is, Vaclav Nedimansky, is Haley Wickenheiser, Sergei Zubov, Jim Rutherford, and Jerry York. I would say I'm not related to Jerry, but I don't actually know. But if people wanted to find that out, that'd be great. But that's pretty much going to do it for everything we have here this week. Kind of a lot of action. Talked about a lot of the action. A lot of action coming up. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Questions, comments, suggestions, everything. We will hopefully be letting you guys know of some theme nights we're going to do as we go to Gladiator games throughout the year. But for now, that's going to do it. So we will see you guys next week. Go Glads. Go Rabbits. Go Canes. Go Preds. Go watch hockey.